tidings. I'll just fill you in while you finish that bite. The Department of Parks and Recreation of our fine Windy City is sponsoring a 2-on-2 basketball tournament. What do you say about that?
Get out.
I'll give me that. Now, you know, this tournament could be a lot of fun. I mean, you're a terrific player, and I'm getting better all the time. Here, watch.
I don't know. What do you get if you win?
Season tickets to the Chicago Bulls.
Really? I'm in.
Great! And we have a good chance, too. See, we buds have a bond. Our close personal relationship allows us to communicate silently without words. Although sometimes words are important.
Day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. And love and tradition of the grand design, some people say, is even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls. 'Cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out.
You know what? I think we need a brighter light in the bathroom. I just spent a half an hour trying to get my stick deodorant to work before I realized it was a candle. Laura, what's the matter?
Oh, nothing. Just my whole life is over, that's all.
Again? Come on. What happened?
Well, you see, I got invited to this really great party, right? The party. All the cool guys are gonna be there. You see, the thing is, the party doesn't start till 10, and Mom says I have to be home by midnight.
I once had this problem. So I set all the clocks back a couple of hours before I left the house. But don't you do that.
Daddy, isn't there something you could do to fix this?
Okay. I suppose your mother didn't realize how important this party is to you, so you go ahead and stay out an extra hour.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'll explain it to your mother when she comes home.
Thanks, Daddy. You're the best.
Hey, I'm too tired to argue.
Ooh, I gotta look through my closet and pick out something wild and trash.
What?
Something warm and sensible.
We've been here forever.
Yeah. Too bad the sign-up table isn't at this end. We'd be first in line.
Hey, what's up, V? Hey,
what's up, V?
Yo, this is a long line.
Unless they move the table, in which case you just butted in.
I'm gonna go procure an application form and a sharp number 2 pencil.
So what's new, guys?
My underpants.
Hey, man, that's Kenny Jackson, the Spider. Yo, man, Kenny's a legend. I mean, nobody beats the Spider. If he enters this tournament, we might as well go home.
Hey, Eddie, what's going on?
I'm just kicking it.
Yeah, but listen, I was gonna team up with Jimmy Molly for this tournament, but he pulled his hamstring.
I pulled a hamstring once, but all the slices fell off the bone.
And you must be Waldo.
Cool.
Eddie, you want to be my partner?
What? Me play with you? The spider himself? Yo, dog, I'm on it.
All right, then, sign us up, and I'll see you Saturday.
Hey, yo, you want to put in a little practice time?
What for?
Yo, man, this is great.
Eddie, I'm no rocket scientist, but wasn't Steve your partner?
Oops.
Oops? What oops?
You see, Steve, I ran into Kenny Jackson.
The spider? He's mighty good. But don't you worry, partner. We'll whip him and his little dog, too.
Well, you see, Steve, that's just it. He needed a partner. And so I said,
What you said?
Well, I said yes.
Oh, well, what about me?
Well, if it makes you feel any better, Steve, I didn't do it on purpose. I just completely forgot about you.
Oh, that's quite a pick-me-up.
I'm sorry, Steve, but you don't understand. The spider is fantastic. I kill to play with him.
Well, you did, Edo. You killed our friendship.
Oh, it's you.
Well, nice to see you, too.
I'm sorry, Carl. It's just that it's almost an hour past Laura's curfew, and I'm worried about her.
Oh, honey. Relax.
Relax?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Well, I forgot to tell you, babe, but I told Laura she could stay a little longer tonight.
You what?
Well, yeah, I was going to tell you before I went to work this morning, but you were in the shower.
You countermanded me?
No, I merely adjusted your decision.
When one of us makes a decision, the other is supposed to back it up.
Well, honey, that's true in most cases, but sometimes one of us makes a wrong decision and I have to fix it.
And just who determines that it's a wrong decision?
Well, that would be the one with the best overview. The patriarch. The husband. The big kahuna.
Carl, you're this close to pulling my size nines out of your big kahuna. I can't believe it. I tell a girl she can't go nowhere. He tell me, yeah, go ahead on. Just touch your belly.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for coming over.
Oh, it's my pleasure. After all, it's so seldom I actually get invited.
Steve, I understand that you and Eddie had a falling out.
Affirmative. We were gonna be partners in a b-ball tournament, but he dumped me.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. But I just might have the right partner for you.
Oh, really? Well, who is it? Do I know him?
It's not a him, it's a her.
Estelle, I consider myself a feminist and all, but a girl?
She's a pretty good player.
Well, how do you know her?
I met her at the Senior Citizen Center.
Well, just how old might she be?
Steve, a woman over 50 never reveals her age.
Over 50? Why, you're suggesting that I partner up with an elderly woman?
That's right.
Estelle, have you been spiking your prune juice?
Oh, that must be her. You do great with Grandmama.
Grandmama? Oh, Estelle, See, other players have names like Cyclops, the Spider, and Gorilla Jam. And I get Grandmama. Oh, this'll never work.
I baked the cake.
Oh, this'll work. Yeah.
Hey, Steve.
Hi, Edo.
So what's going on?
I'm here to play.
Oh, so you got a partner. Well, that's great.
So what loser teamed up with you?
Hey, don't go dissing my partner. She deserves to be treated like a lady.
Lady?
I should have worn my sports bra.
Grandmama, the guys. Guys, your worst nightmare.
Okay, everybody. The third annual... The third annual two-on-two tournament is about to start. First two teams on the court. Let's go.
Girdle's giving me a wedge.
I have, but I forgot to tell you, it was a harmonica.
Laura, would you please tell your mother that we are out of bologna?
Would you please tell your father that as long as he lives in this house, we will never be out of bologna?
All right, that's it. I want my anniversary gift back.
Too late, I already exchanged it.
Well, it was a cheap gift anyway. Because every time you do this, you always do this to me, Harriet. What do you mean I wasn't doing it? I didn't mean to do that with you.
I hate it when you guys fight.
Laura, take it easy.
Oh, I can't. Well, Mom told me I couldn't stay out an extra hour. I should have just left it alone.
Yes, you should have.
But I didn't. I conned Dad into giving me what I wanted.
Well, you didn't exactly con me.
Trust me, I conned you. What I did was wrong, and I have to be punished. I'm grounding myself for a week.
But Laura, now listen.
Don't argue, or I'll make it 2 weeks. I know it seems harsh, but it's the only way I'll ever learn my lesson.
Is it my imagination, or is she raising herself?
Ha ha ha!
up, everybody. Time for the championship game. We got Winslow and Jackson versus Urkel. And this tall drink of water. First team to get 11 baskets wins. All right, let's go.
Twisted my knee.
Oh, tough break. We win.
Hold it.
That's...
Steven, this jerk should play for the final point.
Oh, what about me? I'm not hurt.
You could be.
Well, in that case, I'll just be watching you over here.
Against Winslow for the championship.
What's the matter, Ed? Are you trying to build a house with all those bricks?
Just play, Steve.
Oh, you mean like this? Edward.
Hey, Steve.
You wanted to see me?
Yeah. You hungry? Thirsty? Can I get you anything?
My goodness. Courtesy. Well, I better be careful. I wouldn't want to mistake that for friendship.
I guess I had that one coming. Look, Steve, I'm really sorry I dumped you.
Why'd you do it, Edo?
I got greedy. I wanted those Bulls tickets so bad that I thought I had a better chance of getting them if Kenny was my partner.
I see.
But I ended up a three-time loser. I lost a tournament, banged up my knee, and even worse, I lost a good friend.
You considered me a friend?
Well, it's not something we have to broadcast. But yeah. Steve, will you forgive me?
Tell you what, we'll discuss it on the way.
On the way to where?
To the Bulls game. It turns out that Grandmama just isn't a fan of the Chicago Bulls. For some crazy reason, she's nuts about the Charlotte Hornets. So she said I could give her ticket to anyone I want to. And I decided to give it to my best friend, Eddie Winslow.
Thanks, Steve.
Oh, you're welcome.
Hi.
Oh, hello, Grandmama. What's up?
Well, I spent the whole afternoon with Estelle. She's got a complete makeover. And let me tell you, she's a knockout.
Huh? What do you think?
Family Matters is a Miller Boyette production in association with Warner Brothers Television and is distributed by Warner Brothers Domestic Television Distribution.